Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for allowing me to come into your homes as we start the week off together with this Monday morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Genesis chapter 2, 4 through 25, and today's reading offers another account of creation. While it differs from the orderly account recorded in Genesis 1, both accounts affirm God as the creator. The Garden of Eden is a focal point in the Genesis 2 creation accounts. So some people will go ahead and say, well, this shows that there's two different authors. Moses may have written one part of Genesis, but no, all we have is a Hebraism. You go ahead and you make a statement, then you come back and you define that statement, or you define a particular part of that statement that you want to emphasize. And that's exactly what we have going on here. So let's begin reading Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 4. Oh, excuse me. God's saving words for us as we begin this week together is praise and thanksgiving. Praise and thanksgiving. Now let's begin reading Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 4. When the Lord God made the universe, there were no plants on the earth, and no seeds had sprouted, because he had not yet sent any rain, and there was no one to cultivate the land. But water would come up from beneath the surface and water the ground. Then the Lord God took some soil from the ground and formed a man out of it. He breathed life-giving breath into his nostrils, and the man began to live. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east. And there he put the man that he had formed, and he made all kinds of beautiful trees grow there and produce good fruit. In the middle of the garden stood the tree that gives life and the tree that gives knowledge of what is good and what is bad. A stream flowed in Eden and watered the garden. Beyond Eden, it divided into four rivers. The first river is Pishon, that flows around the country of Halvia. Pure gold is found there, and also rare perfume and precious stones. The second river is Gihon, which flows around the country of Cush, and the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and to guard it. He told him, "You may eat the fruit of any tree in the garden except the tree that gives the knowledge of what is good and what is bad. You must not eat the fruit of that tree. If you do, you will die the same day." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for man to live alone. I will make a suitable companion to help him." So he took some soil from the ground and formed all the animals and all the birds, and then he brought them to the man to see what he would name them, and that is how they all got their names. So the man named all the birds and all the animals, but not one of them was a suitable companion to help him. Then the Lord God made the man fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took out one of the man's ribs, and he closed up the flesh. And he formed a woman out of the rib and brought her to him. Then the man said, "At last, here is one of my own kind. Bone taken from my bone, flesh from my flesh. Woman is her name, because she was taken out of man. And that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united with his wife, and they become one. The man and the woman were both naked, but they were not embarrassed." And today's key verse is Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, where the Lord God took some soil from the ground and formed man out of it. Okay, so today we have a little bit more of a deeper insight into what God was doing with man, how God recognized that there was no one suitable for man. And just so that Adam would understand that, God gave him the opportunity to name all of the animals and to see how every one of the animals had a male and a female, and together that pair of animals was complete. But in all of that work and naming all of those different animals, there was not found anyone that was suitable for Adam. And that was important for God to do that so that Adam would understand that Eve was made specifically for him. And we have heard so many things about, Eve was the helpmate, a helper that was a mate for Adam. But that's not what the Bible says. It says a helper that is meet, M-E-E-T, which is an old English word that says that it was specifically made for Adam. Eve was made specifically for Adam. Just as gentlemen, our wives were created specifically for us, and we specifically for our wives. God has that perfect someone for us. Amen. And so, after all that Adam had gone through and seeing all how everybody else was happy, finally God took the step to provide Adam with the one person that would make him complete. Amen. Isn't God good? Let's pray. Holy God, source of life, I thank and praise you for the beautiful world you have created. Teach me to live in harmony with your creation and to cultivate and guard the earth, giving glory to you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that ends our time together this morning. Join me tomorrow when we will be skipping back or skipping forward, I guess, to Psalm 104. It's a psalm that praises God as the Creator. And so until tomorrow morning, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.